Hello, this is No April's Fools.
Well, did you practice that?
We're a pair of fools, but
speak
you know.
Yourself, love.
Welcome to the podcast. We hope you're well. And we're out and about walking today. We're going to walk around the square in circles. Is that possible?
I think we can make anything possible.
We're joined by pigeons today. Yeah. I mean, most podcasts say, today, this podcast is brought to you by... And we're saying pigeons and Slimming World. What a combo that is.
I mean, what more could you want from your day?
I know. Right.
What we dreamed of.
We're playing with the number 28 today. 28.
What does it mean to you, 28?
I quite like the number 28. I feel like 28 days is a good enough time that's manageable enough, not too scary, but equally like... okay to start moving in a different direction to get the momentum that you need to kind of move towards making some changes.
Oh, 28 changed my life. It was how old I was when I sustained my spinal injury, and I think it was a pivotal turning point in my life. So yeah, I take 28 as a powerful number.
Wow, yeah. It's deep, isn't it?
Weren't expecting that, were you, love? But it really is. But I think 28 is a really exciting number, because if we look at the next 28 days, it's big enough to make a change, but small enough not to be overwhelming.
It's four Mondays, it's four Tuesdays, it's four Wednesdays, you get the picture.
Does that mean it's four Saturdays and Sundays too?
I think so.
Wow.
Because 4 times 7 is...
28! Oh my God.
So you can see where we're going with this. We want to set you a challenge and something that we're looking at doing alongside with you. And we're going to do a podcast in 4 weeks' time, the beginning of May. And we're going to look at what can we achieve in 28 days.
What could we achieve? We could learn a new language. We could learn to tap dance.
Do you know what? I am actually learning a new language at the moment. Yeah, a little bit every day. But, you know, I think the 28 days, you know, it's not quite a 6-week countdown.
No.
But there are a lot of things coming up in the month of April.
Oh,
a lot of things that could, I think, could... maybe knock people off their perch. That's we said the same thing. Should we walk this? We're turning a corner now.
Okay, so
in
the
square
circle. In this is like Tetris, the way this is set out, isn't it?
I mean, it is. It was, yeah. Originally, this was like, you know, like the flag of Scotland, where the diagonals.
Oh.
And then someone at the council decided to make it like a cross, more like the England flag.
Oh.
But really, it's quite annoying because you never really want to walk across the square like that. You want to walk diagonally.
Yeah.
So they've made it more complicated.
I want to walk across the grass. I feel naughty.
Are you
land on the grass? No, I feel like I might get, like, set upon.
I mean, you just get a lot of pigeons on you.
Okay.
See? Oh, she's on the grass.
Oh, I'm on the grass. Oh, it's a bit muddy.
So you can see where 28 days is going with Anna's world then.
Okay.
So look, we're just walking and talking this out because 28 days, like, there's so many... different things. I kind of think I'm working on just, you know, keeping that level of consistency.
Yeah.
I feel like recently I've kind of had a bit of a wobble where maybe I've fallen out of some of my old habits, and I know what I need to do. I've done this quite a number of years, but it's easy sometimes for me to get complacent and lose track.
I think it's easy for everyone, babe. I think that's a really important thing to recognise, that when we get stressed, tired, all of that, we can lose our way, and it's okay. Because we do lose our way, but we've almost got like this homing tag that pulls us back. So it's almost not freaking out when you lose your way, I think, is really important, because you will come back, and you'll come back stronger.
So the thing that really stuck out to me, I'm thinking back to... when we talked to Carolan in the confidence episode, and there was something that she said about like just coming back to the day ahead and not thinking too far in advance. So I've got a whole bunch of different things that are going to like potentially set me off track that I cannot anticipate. I'm going to be working out of Italy. I'm going to be traveling through Europe. I don't know what I'm going to be able to eat that's vegan. I don't know what I'm going to be able to food optimize. And my head has the risk, the tendency to kind of think, oh, well, you're just not going to be able to do it, and you're just going to have to eat anything and just grab whatever you can.
Yeah.
But there's something that keeps sticking in my mind about Carolan, about let's just look at today.
Yeah.
What can you do today?
Yeah.
and let's just go from there. And I think that's where, okay, it's 28 one day at a time.
Yes.
And that idea about habits and consistency and coming back to just making the choices that you can, the best choices that you can with what you've got, taking that pressure off and enjoying that rather than, I don't know, I want to feel like when I'm away that I can relax and enjoy that and find that kind of flexibility. And we know that that is there within the Slimming World plan, that that is a possible for people who work on the road, who, you know.
But so it's making a choice and saying, right, the next 28 days, I want them to look like this. If I want them to look like this, I've got to make a plan. I've got to make a plan to plan for it. May go wonky, but I've also got to make a plan to enjoy it. And I think what I've discovered from meeting so many thousands of people who have been on their weight loss journey is the ones that have the best outcome are the ones who've really had fun and enjoyed it along the way. They're not waiting for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. They're taking each day and seizing the joy. So really thinking about the next 28 days, okay, it could be that I want to get my next Body Magic Award. It could be that I want to get my next weight loss award. It could be that I want to cook some different meals. It could be, you know, you got stuck in a habit. Like, for example, when I was on my first weight loss journey, I would celebrate my weight loss with food. I would be on a really restrictive plan. Actually, next 28 days, I want to make a different habit of how I eat and how I drink on weigh day. Or it's setting out something that is really achievable as well in the next 28 days, because what we can be really guilty of, or I used to be, is setting these expectations that are so wild, I'm never going to achieve them, then I'm going to get to a block of time and feel like I've failed, and then history is repeating itself. Oh, Anna, you're destined to be fat. Oh, Anna, you're destined to fail again. And it's actually saying, no, what can I do? Is it saying, actually, I want to walk for 5 minutes a day, or I want to go and batch cook on a Sunday? So thinking of really simple, consistent things that you can achieve, so that at the end of 28 days, you can sit back and celebrate success. Because we know, as people trying to lose weight, we need success to feel like we can carry on. Do you know what I mean? When we talked to Caroline about, you know, losing 12 stone 9, she only took it half stone at a time, and she celebrated that half stone each time, didn't she?
Yeah.
So really thinking about how you want to feel at the end of the next 28 days. I mean, for me, I am going to be at Target at the end of the 28 days. And that means for me, I have got to make sure that I'm really planned, I'm really respectful of all the pulls I've got on my life, but really consistent, because I'm not great at being consistent. You know what I mean? Do you have it?
Yeah, I think there's something there, because, you know, the bad Claire who's sat on my shoulder, the pirate Claire, or whatever she's going to be,
Macy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, come on, we've done this before. We've been here, and you didn't do it last time, so what's going to be different about this time?
Yeah.
You know, that bad voice gets in your head.
Yeah, you've messed it up before, Anna.
How do we quieten that voice?
You just decide that you want to. You say, do you know what? That voice is going to shout, but I'm going to arm that with the fact that actually I'm going to counter that. Yes, history may have told me that I've done X, Y, and Z, but this time I'm doing it differently. Be aware that it's there. Be aware of what it makes you do, because sometimes what we're not aware of is the things that it makes us do. You know, negativity breeds negativity, doesn't it? So if you're in that spiral of negative thought, you're then going to have a negative repercussion. So it's knowing, actually, I need to catch myself doing this. I need Pirate Claire to be put in a box. So what's the first thing that, because there'll be a warning sign for Pirate Claire, won't there? She'll start, there'll be a thing that brings her out. People who are just tuning in are like, what the hell is going on here?
But we've never talked about Pirate Claire before.
No, we've talked about my Delilah, but not your pirate. Does she come out as a reaction to something? So is it when you're tired? Is it when you've set a lot of pressure on yourself? Is it when you haven't got the weight loss you wanted? Is it when life is overwhelming? What brings
all
her
of the
out?
Above?
Yeah. So arming yourself with the fact, you know she's likely to appear. What are you going to do to put her away? Is it that you're going to give yourself more time? Is it that you're not going to set yourself a weight loss target, but more of an action target? Not being surprised about when she rears her head, because she's been rearing her head for a long time, right? Mm. And actually, if we're to move forward with anything, we have to really get to know ourselves and know. So, for example, trigger foods. Trigger foods are something that once we start, we simply can't stop, right? either they go, we stop when they're gone, or because we've made ourselves so feel so ill, but they're not a surprise to us. So knowing that if you start with a trigger food, it's not going to stop, how are we going to make a plan for you to come away from the trigger food? Do you see what I mean? So don't be surprised by things that crop up. Make a plan for when they do crop up, because that way you're arming yourself, you're stopping that self-sabotage, and you're creating a way to move forward and create a new habit, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're 28 days, you're going to be traveling in Europe. There's going to be different things that you can control for when you're at home. But actually, is the next 28 days saying, I want to have a blinking brilliant time and I want to maintain my weight loss? Actually, you have the total skill and ability to do that.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to go and travel around Europe for the next 28 days and come back 3 stone lighter, Claire. Do you know what I mean?
No. And you know what? For once, I'm okay with not setting a goal focused around the number on the scales.
Brilliant.
I'd be quite interested in looking at my 28 days through
different eyes.
Coming back to habits and and the way I feel as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't want to feel really tired and drained and heavy, and you know, I don't want to have to be sitting there stuffing myself with loads of bad food just because no one can see me and it's like I'm secret eating again or something.
Yeah. And also, your enjoyment doesn't have to come from eating fat-laden, sugar-filled foods. Actually, something you said there is very poignant. How do I feel? I've had holidays where I've come back with indigestion, spots, really bad hair, and a stone heavier because I've gorged on everything and anything. Actually, wouldn't you like to come back from Italy with renewed vigour, feeling really chilled, feeling really well, feeling really energised, and that you've had a brilliant time? All that's going to take is some planning.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's Easter coming up, so there'll be the kids' holidays.
Yeah.
By the time we kind of look at this 28 days, we'll be coming up to the first Maybank holiday as well.
Yes.
So there are lots of things. I think there could be other people who are going to be potentially going away.
Yeah.
Holidays has been a bit of a trigger for me. I remember the last time that I went to Italy, actually.
I remember.
And I felt like I wanted to treat myself. I wanted the pizza, I wanted the chips, I wanted all the ice cream. I wasn't vegan, I'd kind of gone back to drinking temporarily, and I came back and I put on 9 pounds.
It's so easy.
No, I put on 6 pounds, and then the following week I got straight back on it and I lost nine pounds.
Yes.
And I've never done that before in my whole journey, but I remember how awful I felt.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting, isn't it, because if what we're learning along the journey is to train us for target, I know that the way that I approached that holiday, I don't want to repeat that.
And
why do I want to do that to myself?
Exactly.
So you've got to find, you think, well, that didn't work, so what else can I do?
Yeah. You know, on the 29th day, I fly to Disney for 10 days. And I have already made a firm plan in my head that I'm not coming back from that 10 days in America heavier, because I know what it feels like to feel so lethargic on the plane home that you're just dreaming of vegetables. So, you know, I know I've got to make a plan so that when I'm away, I can still be at target when I get back.
Yeah.
And again, it's not being surprised by the things that are going to crop up. You know your own saboteurs, you know your triggers. So let's make a plan for the next 28 days so that maybe you're taking steps closer to changing that. So is that saying, okay, I know that at the end of the month when it's payday, I'm eating out my cupboards, I haven't got any fresh fruit or veg, how can I manage to food optimize around that? Is it saying, okay, I'm going to get on the website and look at how I can save some money in the meals I cook? Is it batch cooking? Really thinking through what you want to achieve, but putting in the steps to achieve it. Because what we can sometimes do, and I'm a pro at this, is going, right, I'm going to achieve this, but I've got no idea I'm going to make it happen.
That's very true.
Do you know what I mean? Or going, I've got such a grand plan, but actually the next 28 days doesn't fit with the notion that I've got in my head. So I would say really small, achievable, but specific goals is really, really important. So, you know, is it as simple as saying, you know, I am going to get 5 speed foods in a day? Is it something as simple as saying, I'm going to get 5 minutes activity in, whatever that looks like? But again, celebrating what you've achieved is really, really key. When we spoke to Carol Ann, that's what she said. Like, she celebrated everything, didn't she? Do you know, give yourself a clap, give yourself a pat on the back for the fact that maybe you used to eat 14 chocolate bars and you've eaten 2. again, really not trying to plan for perfection as well, because we're guilty of that.
Well, you know, we'd love to hear whether you want to share with us along the way. We're not just looking here for the before and the after pics. We're also willing to hear from you about some of maybe these kind of, if you've hit a bump along the 28 days, what happened? What did you do? Who did you reach out to? Did you reach out to people in the group for help? Did you ask your consultant for help? Did you reach out to use a SimWard app to kind of look at how you could kind of overcome this? We want to kind of celebrate like growth and learning as much as, you know, the kind of the big numbers and big targets and things like that. And it might be that for you, you kind of are sat there thinking, well, I want to do this, but is it big enough? Is it worth it? It's really personal, I think.
Really personal, and just something to think about, which I see people who have achieve their weight loss dreams is they believe it's possible. So in the next 28 days, believing it is possible to achieve what you set out to do, because the only difference between it not happening and it happening is you. And I think that's a really powerful thing to hold in your hand. I can make 28 days that changes my life. Or at the end of 28 days, I could be in a different position that isn't the one I want to be in. But again, that's your choice.
The pigeon's just gone. In group, there is a 28 gifts of Easter booklet, which is out. So if you're looking to mix up your food, I mean,
shake it up.
Something that I was doing actually the other week was I was doing no two breakfasts the same.
Oh, I like a no
over the
two
week because I felt like my breakfasts were quite stuck in a rut. Yeah. Imagine if you did 28 different breakfasts.
Can you imagine the joy you would have?
That you really, really learn to explore and, yeah, like enjoy the plan.
Again, get excited by the plan, get excited by the free food, get excited by all the things you can eat. If you're in the headspace where you're looking at, oh, this feels hard because I'm restricted, no, flip it on its head, look what I can have.
Yeah. Do you know, like I was just realizing, so where we're walking is Norfolk Square. Oh, another bus.
Oh, hello bus.
Hello bus. Another Norfolk Square in Glossop. We've just come to a popular sitting point. I like to come and sit here and just have a coffee and think. Nice, it's a good thinking place, actually. Yeah. And really, I've definitely come back here to reset a few times. I've just noticed there's a blue plaque on the wall here, and it's a lady, Mary Alice Partington, MBE, JP, so she's a magistrate, or was. She died in 1950, but she was a liberal activist, a charity worker, Freeman of the Borough, and she played a major role in improving health provision in the town.
You see, it was meant to be, wasn't it?
The other thing I've just got to show you over here is, so this is Partington Theatre, and over here you'll see Shakespeare on the top there.
Shakespeare what?
And cross over, then you'll be able to see. Oh, Shakespeare is like there on the side of the, it's like a kind of marble statue built into the side of the wall. Yeah, I mean, it's not a flattering angle, is it, really, to look up his tiny
dress
skirt thing. Oh. Holding a skull in the hand, but I did enjoy the other day that there was a pigeon sat on top of the skull his hand, and they were gazing into each other's eyes.
Oh, what more could you want from life?
So, you know, maybe you need to get a bit Shakespeare on this. What would you like your script of the next 28 days to be like?
Oh, I like that segue, Claire. Do you know what? And enjoy it. Have fun. Because 28 days could be the best 28 days you've ever lived. That's, you know, no pressure.
But, you know, we're going to do an episode. Hopefully when I'm in Italy, we'll find some technical way to do it. And we would like you to share with us, are you tracking? Are you doing habits? Are you doing new meals? We would love to have some photos of you and the things that you're doing. And maybe you're doing it as a group. You know, we just love to kind of share in the celebrations with you, even if it's not things on the scales, it's stuff that you might not get a shiny sticker for and a certificate. We still want to celebrate it. So come and share with us. You can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, or you can Instagram us @slimmingworldpodcast. Anna's just gazing through a window at some stamps and
banknotes.
I'll send you a postcard.
Yeah, please do. Enjoy Italy, won't you?
Have a great few weeks, whatever you get up to, and look forward to speaking to you very, very soon.
Bye for now.